to come and, you know, call down rain. It was easy for him to declare that there should be no rain, but when it was the time for rain to fall, it became a tug of war. But Elijah did something. His focus was, I want to see the fall of rain. So the only way out here is God and rain. God and rain. And his focus was, God is the one that will bring the rain. The rain is the result I want to see. That was why he did not allow any distraction. He left where Ahab and his men were and went to a mountain where he was there alone. And he was praying, he was talking to God, and he was expecting rain. He sent his servant to go and look at a particular place to see if there is a sign of rain. So until the seventh time before the servant came back in the first Kings chapter 18, 42 times. And at the seventh time, the servant said, I saw a sign of rain in the sign of man's hand. Now, his focus was God and rain. God and rain. It's God that is going to bring the rain. Rain is the result I want to see. And he makes sure that he push until rain falls. He never stop. He never give up. He never look by. He does not know what King Ahab and his men were doing. Whether there are people around there, he does not want to know. But his focus was God and rain. God and rain. And at the end of the prayer, there was a great rain. If somebody will be able to pray tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. So if you are able to focus on God tonight and you are telling God it is you and my situation, so it is you doing what I want until the prayer is over, I believe rain will surely fall in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is to say, don't allow any side talk. Don't let anybody to talk you out of your miracle. Anybody that is whispering anything to you at the moment of prayer, that person is the person Satan is using to enter you at that moment. Yes, sir. Whether we are men here, that does not matter. You pray as if you are the only one that is in this place. Yes, because what you want is result. You want to see rain fall tonight. So it must be God and rain. God and rain. Whether it is healing that you are in need of tonight, God and healing. It is breakthrough, God and breakthrough. You want peace in the family, God and peace. You want promotion, God and promotion. You are looking for a baby, God and baby. That is what you are going to focus on. And I believe you will come out with the result of great rain tonight in the name of Jesus. James told us that Elijah is a human being like us, was a human being like us. So if it was possible for Elijah, it is also possible for us. And the Bible says that even the glory of our time is greater than the one of the days of Elijah. So we are operating under a greater glory. So if it was possible for Elijah, it is much more possible for us. But Elijah was an example on how we can get the result. That you forget about everything. Let it be God that can give you the result and the result you want to see. And that is how the result will come. And I believe the result is coming to somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let us also consider Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Then we're going to prayer 3. Mark chapter 10, 51, 52. Mark 10, 51, 52. Mark 10, 51, 52.
And Jesus answered and said unto him,
okay,
what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Mm-hmm. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Praise God. It was a blind man that saw the one that can make him to be seen and cry out until he got the attention of Jesus Christ. And when he has gotten the attention of Jesus, Jesus knew that he wanted to see. But Jesus was asking him again, what do you want me to do for you? And the man said, what I want is my sight. So it means, for the fact that Jesus knows what you want, does not mean that he's going to step into the case. Except you open your mouth and say it, the situation will remain the same. So it's going to be you telling Jesus tonight what you want. The blind man demanded for only the recovery of sight, but it is permitted for you to demand for as many things as you want God to do for you. Because the Bible said that my God shall supply you all your needs, not some needs. All. So the man demanded for only recovery of sight. He never demanded for any other thing, and that was what was given to him. So likewise, you tonight, I want you to be more wiser. It is going to be a time of God and rain, God and healing, God and deliverance, God and deliverance over that my stubborn child. Yeah. God and peace in my family. God and breaking the yoke of poverty completely in my life. God and elevation. God and comfort. So you are going to be mentioning those things just as this man mentioned. It did not say too many things. He said that I might receive my sight. That I might receive my sight. And he caught his sight. Somebody will get what he's looking for tonight if he's able to pray, he's able to concentrate in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let it be my sight. Maybe the next 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to leave every one of us. We are going to be making mention of that thing. God, my sight. God, my healing. God, my deliverance. God, my child. God, my breakthrough. God, my lifting. You keep mentioning God and what you want him to do, and I believe you will end up having the result in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Make sure you behave like this blind man. And be wise enough to say something. Don't close your mouth while others are praying. It was a closed mouth and a closed destiny. When you close your mouth, everything will be closed over you. But when you open your mouth in a place like this, just know that you will have results.
Amen.
And you know, you may be doing it alone at all. But the Bible says, one will chase a thousand, two will chase 10,000, and we more than two here. So it means collectively, the devil is going to receive it all tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So you will be forced to release some things into your life. But make sure that you lost yourself in this. Spiritual, lost yourself in the spirit. Don't allow any distraction until you feel the hand of God taking over that situation. And it's going to be like that tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I just want you to forget any other person beside you. Though the Bible says, watch and pray. But forget about any other person. Forget about any other person. I believe you will pray some of your enemies out of your life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will pray some witches and wizards that refuse to let you be into confessing of their wickedness against you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us rise up. Let's take a song. The travel song. Without doubt, you should know that it's a Yoruba song. It's not in the
hand of wizard. He said, all power is in the hand of Jesus. So forget about that witch that have been bragging herself over you. Tonight there is going to be a proof that all power is in the hand of Jesus.
Yeah.
Come into manifestation. Father, bring life of our children. Let it be heard all over the nation. Let it go worldwide. My project is the blood. Bring the blood. My children will die. My children is the blood. Every part of me. Some people survive. Let's go. fire go before me now. And begin to pick up my enemy one by one. From injury to my village. From injury to all the places I've ever had the enemy. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
In this
sickness, in this poverty, in this failure, in this trouble. Father, let the words of Jericho lift up your voice and pray.
Yeah. Inherited from my ancestors. I say your time is up. Catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every identity of poverty inherited from my ancestors. I said, catch fire now. Your time is up. I am not my father. I am not my ancestor. I am born of God. I am the DNA of Jesus. I am the mark of Jesus. I am the blood of Jesus flowing inside of me. Every identity of poverty that I have inherited from my ancestors. I said, catch fire. Be consumed by fire in Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. You are going to prophesy to yourself and say, I will end this year in praise. I am ending this year, I am ending this year in praise. Begin to speak to God and begin to prophesy to yourself. I am ending this year in praise. I am ending this year in praise. I will end this year in praise. This year is rolling. This year is rolling. I am ending this year in praise. I am ending this year in praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am ending this year in praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Glory to Jesus.